Hurricane Igor battered Newfoundland today in Canada. Southern Newfoundland felt the full strength of Igor's punch, especially the Buron Peninsula, which is the answer to our geo-quiz today. Now, Sam Sinyard is the mayor of Marystown, which is about halfway down the peninsula. He's braved the rains to keep an eye on the town today.
I just came in to get a dry set of clothes. I've been on the go since 5 o'clock this morning, out and about our town looking at municipal roads and just sort of surveying the damage and seeing what we can do to help people.
All right, so what did you find as you were out there?
Yeah, we had a pretty difficult 24-hour period here. We've received a little greater than 200 millimeters of rain.
Now
we're going through high winds about 130 kilometers an hour.
This is 8 inches of rain in the past 24 hours and like 80-mile-an-hour winds?
Yes. Hurricane Igor came through the Buron Peninsula. It came through as a hurricane one. We had a lot of property damage, a lot of municipal road damage, bridge washaways, road washaways, hundreds of residential houses flooded. It's been a difficult 24-hour period for many people in this community.
There was one bridge in particular, I understand, that has been either washed out or submerged, and this was a key bridge. It's the one that connected you with the rest of the province.
Yes, there is a bridge just north of here that apparently has washed out or is certainly submerged, and that cuts off our road transportation for the rest of the province. So right now, the Buron Peninsula has about 21,000 people. It's going to be a challenge the next couple of days, you know, moving goods and services back on and back off the Buron Peninsula.
We should say also, this is, if I'm not mistaken, shipwreck territory, is it not?
Well, we've had a lot of storms over the years. There's been a lot of shipwrecks off the tip of the Buron Peninsula. But I guess what we saw in the last 24 hours is an anomaly even for us. In my memory, I can't remember any occasion where we received so much rain in such a short period of time. So, you know, our catch basins, our culverts just could not keep against the flow of water.
What are you doing to get rid of the water?
We had to deliberately top up some roads to let water flow across more freely. Right now, the water is abating. It is receding. But there's still a high tidal action here in the next 24 hours. So, really, the tides are extremely high. The winds are extremely high. Really, all the characteristics which you need for the perfect storm.
I know that you have an enormous fishing industry up there. Was everyone able to have sufficient warning to get out of the water in time?
Well, certainly. I think as a province, we have a great respect for the ocean and for the sea. So I think most of the fishermen, of course, were off the ocean by the time the storm hit yesterday. And in fact, even the oil industry here in Newfoundland and Labrador, the offshore oil industry, they evacuated most of the oil rigs offshore and the platforms. But we're just dealing now with, you know, property damage. We had some people with, you know, 4, 5, 6 feet of water in their house, so they're uninhabitable for the time being.
Where are they now, then, the residents?
We're sort of a hardy bunch of people. We've seen many storms come through here. But everybody who wants somewhere warm to go and find a nice hot cup of tea can simply knock on a neighbor's door or go to a family member or a friend. It's never an issue for us here.
Mr. Mayor, we wish you good luck.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
That's Sam Sinyard, mayor of Marystown in Newfoundland, the Buron Peninsula, which is the answer to our geo quiz and the place where Hurricane Igor just paid a visit.